This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most prestigious, exciting hour of Radio Law Talk. That's hour three. Those of you who have stuck with us for 3 hours, welcome. Thank you. You are true fans. We appreciate you. There is so much to talk about. Not even 3 hours is enough to go through what we want to talk about. If you want to listen to our podcasts, and again, they're not podcasts, they're actual live, you know, shows that we turn into podcasts, go to www.radiolawtalk.com. If you want to call in today's show, 855-LAW-RADIO, we would like to recognize and welcome some new affiliates. We've had a number of new ones. One of the newer ones was in Florence, Alabama, WBCF, 1240 AM and 97.1 FM. But our newest one as of just this week is KSBN, 1230 AM, Spokane, Washington. What a beautiful part of the state of Washington. Spokane, the headquarters of the Gonzaga Bulldogs, or Gonzaga, however you want to say it. Wonderful basketball team. Plays in the West Coast Conference. Actually plays out here in California at times. Boy, they have a good basketball team. But welcome, 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 all of you. Remember, we are talking about general topics of law. We're not giving you legal advice. Seek legal counsel. More importantly, go to www.radiolawtalk.com tonight around 11:30 when you're tossing and turning, and listen and or – you can't listen, but read our disclaimers. Yeah, when you read the disclaimers, play this music. Cal always puts it up for us, and you'll be asleep. I say what, 10 minutes, Cal? 5 minutes?
It's that long. The last time I did it, you know, 40 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Drool coming out of my mouth. It was like, boom.
Yeah, I'm already dozing off.
Yeah, I'm dozing off just thinking about it, too. And Denise is already asleep, so we're gonna move on. Today, this third hour, you know you do, and I always bring this up, you do those speed datings. This is going to be speed law. So as quick as we can, we're going to get through some of these topics because we have quick takes. We have case or no case. We're going to talk about Roger Stone and The Godfather. Alec Baldwin is bringing a lawsuit against one of his accusers. That's interesting. Weinstein issues about testimony concerning false memories. This is an interesting area of law that the prosecutors are trying to keep out, yet I think this should be allowed in. It's a professor from University of Nevada that talks about false memories of people who have been traumatized or claim or feel they have been traumatized. And then we're going to talk about Ellen DeGeneres and Sandra Bullock are suing a common enemy. We're going to talk about that common enemy. And then we got our quick takes. But before that, we do case or no case. Cal, roll. Case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
As promised, I'm taking you to Disneyland right now for case or no case, so put on your Mickey Mouse ears. In 2009, Pedro Martinez was on the It's a Small World ride when it broke down with the earworm of a song playing and playing, and it's a small world, you know the song. Martinez suffers from a disease common among the spinal cord injured called dysreflexia, which causes extreme reactions, even heart attacks or strokes, when the person with the disease is subjected to stress, like hearing It's a Small World over and over and over again. To make matters worse, they had to use the restroom the whole time. They had no means of getting the disabled person out of the ride. Nonetheless, they didn't even ever cut off the darn music for more than 45 minutes. So afterward, a highly distressed Mr. Martinez sought counsel, and I ask you, case or no case. And Denise Dirks, you're up first this time.
I remember this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I actually remember when It's a Small World broke down and there was complaints about the music playing over and over again, and it had long lines trying to get into it still.
Yeah.
So I remember. So I know it's a scenario. So if he had dysreflexia,
yes,
and he was subjected to stress, the question is, was Disneyland negligent? Do they owe a duty to Mr. Wait, it goes first duty. Do they owe a duty to him? And as a disabled person, to get him off a ride, I think they do. Did they breach that duty? Yes. And what are the damages?
By the way,
I'm going to say that this is I think Disneyland settled this. I'm going to say that it's a case, but it's settled.
Okay, well, don't give me any amounts. There's going to be a bonus later. If, in fact, it is a case, I'll give you a bonus question for the amount that might
I'm going to say case.
Because that information is known. Mr. Penny, settled. Dealers left, what say you?
Yes, this is a case, and Denise laid out the analogy properly and the scenario properly. I'm going to go for the bonus points, and she wins. He wins. The answer is how much? I bet you $5. They were asking. I guarantee there were attendants near or around where the ride was stopped. Don't forget, it's not like they're sitting on top of, you know, what do you call it, the Matterhorn. I mean, they can walk along the edge, the attendants, and I guarantee you, I'm not going to guarantee, but I'll tell you it's very high probability saying, hey, this guy's disabled, he needs to get out. Sir, well, just wait, you know. And so I think it's a case. I think he wins. Like you said, it may have been a settlement, or if it goes to trial, he wins. So the issue is how much. I'll determine that. Want me to tell you how much I think he got?
Yeah.
You said don't say.
No.
Oh, yeah, don't say this one.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Fair enough.
All right. Todd.
Okay, I'm going to, because I've won so much today, I don't want to do anything to mess it up. So I'm going to play strategically and say, yes, it's a case because both of my counterparts have said that. You know, as far as the damages are concerned, you know, the interesting thing is if he has that condition, I'm certain that he would be adversely affected and maybe even long term, regardless of whether the ride broke down. That song is annoying. And, you know, even if you go on it for the normal duration of the ride, you're going to walk out of there going, oh, my gosh, poke my eyes out with a rusty nail. So I will say that it does end up settling, or Disney pays. He collects something.
So you're saying it is a case?
It's a case, and he collects.
You're saying that he wins the case?
Yes.
In effect. Okay. Let's see. We've got, what's
2 minutes. Do it.
Let's do this. Oh, okay.
Well, wait. Are we going to guess now
yes,
the
now,
amount?
Now for one bonus point.
Okay, let's guess the amount. Then we'll go
the
out.
The award. Todd, I'm going to go back. I'm going to start with you, Todd. How much money did he get out of this deal?
I am going to say that he was awarded. Are we doing this like The Price is Right, where if you the closest without going over wins?
Yes.
So, do I have to go first on this one?
Yes.
Yep. Darn it, I can't go $1. Because then Denise could go $2 and Fred could go $3 and Fred wins. So, all right, I'm going to say he wins $15,000.
Okay, Fred? Yeah.
$2.5 million.
Denise?
Oh, God, that's really close. I'm going to say $2
million. Interesting. None of you, by the way, got anything on the financial award. I'm sorry. Those of you who say this is a case, you're right about that.
Yeah. We got 1 minute left.
Those
don't tell us.
Those of you who say that the plaintiff prevailed,
go ahead.
You're
right about that. But don't tell us the scenario because we got about a minute left.
I'm not going to tell you how much you
don't
won.
Don't tell me.
I want to have some suspense to carry.
I want
with.
The suspense because I think that I think Denise, I'm going to win this because I think it's more than 2.5. I just knew you guys would go below 2.5.
I want you to remember this was in 2009. Now, your
still,
answers are locked in. But
2.5
is
more than
and the
over. That's correct.
Okay.
That's
all right, how much did you say?
I said 15,000. So if it's anything less than 2 million, I'm good.
All right, we're going to come back. Case or no case, Disneyland man that had to listen to It's a Small World.
While having to go to the bathroom.
We'll be back.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. The answer to Case or No Case is coming right up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEYLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAssociates.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That's down.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So, right, it's a small world. It breaks down, and this individual who's disabled is asking them, hey, I need to get out and go to the bathroom, and he has a syndrome that causes him to have stress with anything stressful. He has some issues, and he sues. And we all agreed that it was a case and that he won. And so that's true. All three of us agreed it was a case. And Cal said we were right. And he did win an amount of money. Now the bonus point was how much money. Todd said $15,000. Denise said $2 million. I said $2.5 million. I think Denise and I are in trouble because he said, remember, this is 2009 is what Cal said. Cal, how much money did this young or not so young man win?
Well, I have some sad news for those of you who went up into the stratosphere with this. A federal judge awarded him $8,000 and ordered Disneyland to fix its ride immediately.
Hey, Todd, you didn't win either.
I didn't even win that.
You did. I'm sorry.
I was going to go with a buck. Darn it.
Yeah, but when you described that strategy, both Fred and I looked at each other and goes, why is he thinking like that?
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Because he wants the points. That's why.
You know what? I just here play the game. Well, at least we all got 2 points. We all got 2 points.
That is... case or no case, we'll do it again next time.
All I have to say is, you know, it's a world of laughter, it's a world of tears, it's a world of hopes, it's a world of fears.
Cheers, yes.
There's so much that we share.
It's the time we're aware. It's a small world, after all.
Oh, I'm glad you guys remember.
There is just one moon.
Oh, that's enough.
Stop.
Oh.
Is that the one that they do? Oh, those chickens.
I wish I could sing the Chinese version.
We talked about, okay, so a man is driving in Wisconsin, all right? And individuals call in and say, there's a man driving and there's a hawk on his shoulder. Do the chicken again. Do the chicken again. I love that cluck, cluck. There we go. And so the moral of the story is, before I even get into it, is don't put a chicken on your shoulder because it was a chicken. And they pull him over and he's DWI. So, so it's his third DUI or DWI. And so, it's interesting. Why are you bringing chickens into your car and driving with them on your shoulder? The answer is, don't ever do that, Cal, because you're going to get pulled over no matter what. And,
it was his defense. His defense was,
I would have
I'm
a chicken
driving
on my shoulder.
No, the chicken is driving the car.
Yeah.
Right?
There you go.
The order's not mine.
Not me.
And a judge in Argentina just made the chicken a human.
It's a personhood.
It's not. See, the chicken was my designated driver. And it fell asleep at the wheel, so I did the only sensible thing that a man of my condition would do. I decided to take the wheel out of an emergency, out of a sense of fear. I took the wheel, and then when the chicken came to, it would not leave my shoulder. And
I thought Jesus would take the wheel.
Yes, yeah, well.
No, it's I'm lending my foot to the cock. Right for the.
So we're talking about Jesus take the wheel, it's a small world, and the chicken on the shoulder. And now you're talking about cocks.
Well, I thought it was a rooster. I completely messed that one up.
Can we just make sure we got the audio for that?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, my gosh. All right,
I thought it was a chicken.
Well, it's a chicken.
Yeah, well.
I don't know what you're doing over there, Denise, but you're causing all kinds of problems.
I don't know. I'm so sorry.
Do we have any FCC issues going on?
Well, I don't know. We've got to.
Not yet.
Well, let's move on.
To Roger Stone. Look, I don't want to talk anymore about Roger Stone because we brought it up the second hour, but really quick. He's Donald Trump's advisor. He's being prosecuted for a criminal trial about basically lying to Congress. They're claiming it's all allegations. You know, everyone's trying to refer this as to a Godfather type of movie. Did you know I've never watched The Godfather?
Neither have I.
Neither have I.
That's why it's
that's
a problem.
Weird.
Why?
That's why it's a problem when you have so many people making reference to it under this generally accepted idea that everybody has seen The Godfather. Because if the prosecution kept making references to The Godfather, well, you know, the judge advises a jury in a case, do not do your own investigation, do not do this, and they have all those things, which are probably the first things the jury does when they get home. But if you make reference to movies and social media and stuff, and they don't know about it, well, they're going to go home and watch The Godfather just so they can understand your references. Well, guess what happens now?
Or they have little Johnny watch it. I'm not going to watch it. Johnny's watching it. But, yeah, it was weird that they would talk about, a judge would say, don't go home and watch The Godfather.
Huh? And it was because of the number of references that the prosecutor had made to The Godfather. And just so you know who Roger Stone is, the guy, I mean, he's kind of older, and he was the guy that was arrested at gunpoint in his house in Florida with, like, 19 members of FBI and SWAT and helicopters overhead with CNN cover, and, you know, and he comes out with this look on his face like, I just got back from the Sizzler and went to bed at 7. What are y'all doing here?
Was CNN hanging out?
Yeah, CNN was there. They had the, so that was sort of a...
They were tipped off. It was a controversial thing.
Yeah. But one of the important, where it connects with The Godfather, is that it's alleged that Stone told another person named Randy Credico not to give up information, cooperate with investigators, don't do all this stuff. And it was compared by the prosecutor as what a famous character in The Godfather 2 did to one of the other characters.
And the prosecution actually tried to get in a clip from The Godfather in their opening statement. Oh, my gosh. What a fiasco circus this has become.
It sounds like a stupid way to approach a prosecution, in my opinion.
We're running out of time, but we're going to talk about Weinstein's trials coming up in January, and there's issues about witnesses coming up and testifying about things that occurred a long time ago. And one of the witnesses supposedly has had suggestive psychotherapy, which, by the way, means we're going to help you bring back some memories. So all Weinstein says is we're going to bring the opposite of that, which is an individual or expert that testifies basically the opposite. So the fight's over that. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We'll be right back.
Remember, you can stream Radio Law Talk broadcasts anytime you want from RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Medicare's Part B premium for outpatient care will rise by nearly 7% to $144.60 per month starting in 2020. They blame the rising spending on medications. The $9.10 monthly increase follows a smaller $1.50 rise this year. It comes after Social Security announced a modest cost of living raise for 2020 that works out to an average of $24 per month. Medicare also announced that an annual Part B outpatient deductible will increase by $13 to $198 next year, and the Part A inpatient deductible will increase by $44 to $1,408 in 2020. A recent study found that more than half of seriously ill Medicare enrollees face financial hardships over medical bills, and prescription drugs are the leading problem. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you serious?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Radio Law Talk.
So the Weinstein case is supposed to be, the trial is supposed to begin January 6th. And one of the witnesses is slated to testify against him on allegations. Again, these are all allegations stating that he had sexually assaulted her. And this person supposedly has gone through what's called, quote, suggestive psychotherapy to help recover memories of her alleged assault. This is, again, I always call it can of worms. This is a huge issue as to whether or not, you know, these are true memories or someone's suggesting these memories. And there's an individual professor at a University of Nevada, Reno, that has testified multiple times on this issue where she discusses these memories and whether or not it's basically what we call false narrative, how trauma or a situation they believe they're in trauma, these recovered memories are really not true memories. And basically what they've said is Weinstein's trying to get this individual professor to testify. And the prosecutors are saying no. Now, let me bring up one other thing before we get into this.
Well, Weinstein's first trying to exclude the testimony of the witness.
Right.
And then secondly, be able to call their own expert.
If she comes,
to testify. Yeah.
What is interesting is this individual coming in from University of Nevada, this expert that Weinstein's trying to get in, argues that sex that is undesired, but that the person chooses to engage in it, what she will testify to basically is this leads to distorted memories. And so that comes up right to this this individual that's claiming sexual assault. So there's a federal and a state law in determining or differentiate between the two, because don't forget, there's a federal and a state court going against a New York federal case and a state case going against Weinstein.
Yes, and so anytime you see somebody in the law really fighting to want to have a case in a certain jurisdiction, or they want, well, let's do it in this state versus the other state, if there's like a bunch of different states that they can try the case in, what we're going to talk about here is why it's important, okay? In New York, now let's clarify here, the trial coming up in January is for the charges, is for the case that Weinstein is facing in New York State Court, being prosecuted by the Manhattan District Attorney. This is a state court case, not a federal case. He does have a federal case that's in New York, but that's put out a little bit, okay? And so Weinstein wants to call this expert. So what's the standard? What does the court have to look at before it will allow an expert to testify? And there's a case out there called Fry that was used by, it's used by a lot of states. On the federal level, the U.S. Supreme Court has said Fry does not apply. We use Rule 702. But in New York State Court, the Fry rule applies, and the Fry rule is this. The court looks at the proposed testimony and looks at the qualifications of the expert and then asks whether the scientific techniques used by that expert are generally accepted by other scientists as reliable. And the DA is arguing that the expert put forward by Weinstein, the expert that's going to come in and testify that, you know, memory isn't as rock solid as you think that it is, and is going to talk about this concept of unwanted, what did they call it?
Unwanted sex.
Unwanted voluntary sex. So I don't want to do it, but I'll agree to do it. Why, that's not rape, but somebody who thinks about that can morph it into rape in their own mind. And the DA is saying there's no such thing as unwanted voluntary sex. If you have sex and you don't want to have sex, it is rape. And okay.
No comment, right?
No comment, but I'm guessing that years and hundreds of thousands, millions of people who've been married would say, look, there are times when one partner wants to and the other partner doesn't, and they have it, and nobody is raped. It's just somebody agreed to and somebody didn't, because, as we were saying, it's only going to take 2 minutes out of your life anyway. So that's the concept here, and they're going to fight it. Now,
but that's an actual fact. Even though we talk about this stuff, this is true. This is what this case is stemming on.
That's right. Weinstein is going to argue that everybody that I had intercourse with agreed to have intercourse with me. If they later regretted it or wanted to do something, that's one thing, but it's not rape. That's his defense. Not saying it's a winner, not saying it's a loser. That's his defense, and this expert has testimony that will help his defense. And in a state case, the standard is, are there other scientists that agree with this? In the federal case, though, it's different. In the federal case, it doesn't rely on what other scientists would say. The federal standard for that evidence coming in is whether the expert's scientific, technical, or other specialized knowledge will help the jury, the trier of fact, understand the evidence to determine the issues. That's one. Two, the testimony has to be based on sufficient facts or data. You know, you can't just pull stuff out of thin air. Three, the testimony is the product of reliable principles and methods. Now, it doesn't say reliable because other people say it. The expert can say, yeah, it's pretty reliable. I use it all the time.
And it's my test.
And it's mine. It's my test.
And I've done
what
this,
I use.
And I've done this analysis, and et cetera, et cetera.
Well, back, I don't know if you guys remember this, but back in the late 80s, the early 90s, there were false memory syndrome type cases. That is where adult children were having recovered memories, and they were accusing their parents of child abuse. I actually was one of the first in out of 33 in the nation to successfully defend that case and successfully defend the parents, because their daughter had gone way too far into this. She had had recovery, and she did therapy during the recovery, and they did suggestive techniques in therapy. And she then believed that she absolutely had been a victim of serious cult-like satanic ritual abuse by her parents, and she believed it. She was a medical doctor, 40 years old.
Wow.
So what we had to do to protect the parents is we had to tie out all these false memories that she had to different books she had read, and also to show that it couldn't possibly have happened. One of her allegations got her, and that was that she claimed her parents drilled a hole in her forehead. So I got the judge to order an X-ray. And the judge deemed that it wasn't, you know, to go too far into it. Got the X-ray back, no hole in the forehead. I won the case, and my clients have actually received money.
Hey, I think Todd and I would lose those cases for sure. I mean, because we have multiple holes in our head.
Yeah, but they're all naturally occurring.
Yes.
There's something that's referred to oftentimes as the Mandela. You ever heard the Mandela effect? The Mandela effect refers to it first came about when people would start to talk about, oh, yes, Nelson Mandela. I remember when he died in the 80s and how terrible it was and the funeral that was on TV and everything like that. Nelson Mandela is still alive. He was still alive at the time.
Yeah.
You know, the comedian Sinbad.
Yes. Yes.
How many of you remember seeing the show Shazam or Kazam where he played a genie? Yeah, Sinbad was never in a movie called Kazam where he played a genie. But there are people that believe that all the time. And it is this idea that through suggestion, people will remember things that don't happen. And that's what's really caused this scientific technique to really gain ground and get legs, because people will remember things. Police interrogations are questioned all the time when they say things and suggest things to defendants who end up committing or admitting stuff, confessing to stuff that scientifically they could not possibly have done. Folks that are exonerated through DNA evidence that confessed to the rape back in the day, it's because of the suggested nature of questions.
Exactly.
And you know, you say something
wanting
enough
to
times.
Wanting to please the investigator, too.
Exactly.
Say
and so,
what they want.
So these memory experts, I do believe, have a place coming in. The extent to which they can testify and what will be allowed in remains to be seen. And Weinstein's got a battle, though, in New York, given the fact that they use the Frye standard.
Yes.
Let me tell you. Go ahead.
Sorry. Doesn't California use the Kelly-Frye standard?
They do.
Now, Kelly is a little piece of it, too, right?
Yeah.
It's different than...
Kelly is essentially the California Supreme Court case that uses Frye, which is a Supreme Court
case.
What
I'm trying to say is I think if they do not allow this expert to come in, and yet this other individual gets to testify that had suggestive psychotherapy... appeal, take it to the Supreme Court of New York. I bet you, I can't bet, but I think it's going to get overturned. That's just not right, not fair. You're going to allow someone to come in that had suggestive psychotherapy, and you can't put an expert up to discredit them? No? Really? Okay. We're going to be back, talk more about Alec Baldwin, and then we're going to talk a little about Ellen DeGeneres and her celebrity friend, Sandra Bullock, bringing a lawsuit together. They joined to go after these bullies. We'll be back after these short messages.
Radio Law Talk is live 9 to noon Saturdays, and, of course, you can stream it live at that time from RadioLawTalk.com. Now then.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Understood in the Ad Council.
Todd has a kitty. What does Todd's cat say?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
I know exactly what Todd's kitty say. Get off the bed, it's ours.
They say Todd's all that in a bag of chips. We
or
love
a bag
Todd.
Of cat
He's
food.
Awesome.
Hey, so
their cat food.
I want to talk about Denise Dirk's favorite actor.
Boy, if you could see the quick head turn when he said that,
so, Alec Baldwin.
Oh, I thought you were going to say. Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Well, Janet
Well,
Depp's
that's
good
probably
too.
Closer.
She
yeah.
likes Johnny Depp.
I do.
So Alec Baldwin, believe it or not, what happened in New York a while back is November 2018. Apparently, Alec Baldwin, this individual, look, this is New York. What do they fight over? This is true. Parking spots. When a parking spot's available, that is usually a shuffle and a little skirmish in New York because they're just hard to find parking spaces. I don't know what the situation was or the details of it, but somehow Alec thought that that was his parking spot, and this guy took the parking spot. He's a construction guy. I can't even pronounce his name, Chowski, Cheskowski. Anyway,
Smith.
Smith from now on. Anyway, he claims that Alec came up and pushed him with two hands and punched him. So, basically, Alec Baldwin denied it. He did not deny that he kind of pushed him away with one hand. So, yeah, it's everybody's got their side. And, but he pled guilty to second-degree harassment. That is Alec, and agreed to take anger management and pay a $120 fine. He's probably like, look, let me get out of this. So what happens is, after a while, this thing goes, you know, viral, and so Alex sues this guy for defaming him, basically, and you know, basically saying, look, what's the word I'm looking for? I just spaced the word. So basically, he said, you defame me, and I'm going to sue you. So Alec is suing this individual and trying to say, you've defamed me by lying about what happened, saying I punched you in the chest, and et cetera, et cetera. So this has just started, but it is interesting. We're not going to get into all the details of Alec Baldwin because we've got a lot of things to cover. But, you know, he's had a few run-ins, one or two or three or four or five.
Oh, yeah. And he actually pleaded guilty to second-degree harassment violation and agreed to take anger management class and pay a $120 fine for this event.
I brought that up. Yeah.
Don't you think it's going to be hard for him to actually win this?
Well, let's not forget one thing here. And that is, so Baldwin filed this suit recently, okay, and he is seeking a trial by jury. But let's not forget that Smith, whose name is Chrzowski or whatever it is, he also is suing Alec Baldwin. He filed a lawsuit against Baldwin back in April, I believe it was, of this year. So I don't know if Baldwin's suit is really a countersuit or in response to that, but there is a lawsuit pending against Baldwin, and so I see this as, look, if you want to come after me and say that all of this stuff happened, don't just think I'm going to sit back and let you sue me, and if I win, then we all go our separate ways. I'm coming after you, too. Because what you're doing is defamatory.
Yeah, he claimed that what Alec did to him just caused him to be thrust into the spotlight, and his life has changed, and he's, I don't know how you get injured by a push with two hands and a, I don't know.
Well, he alleged a punch.
The other thing that I really,
and I'm a plaintiff's lawyer, sorry to interrupt you.
Well, the other thing that I want to see here, because, look, there are oftentimes, the media uses terms interchangeably. Have you ever seen, so-and-so was found innocent after a trial by jury? Well, no, he was not found innocent. He was found not guilty, and there's a big difference there. They didn't reach guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. They'll say things like, well, during opening arguments, no, they're opening statements. You don't argue until closing. And that's closing arguments, opening statements. Well, here they said that Baldwin pleaded guilty. I want to know if he pled guilty or if he pled no contest, because oftentimes folks will plead no contest to preserve their ability to defend themselves in civil suits. They're advised by the court, for purposes of the criminal case, we'll interpret that as a guilty plea, but it doesn't. They can't use the fact that he pled no contest against them in a subsequent civil case. So even though he might have accepted responsibility criminally if he pled no contest, they don't necessarily get to use that in a civil case. So we'll see what happens.
We're going to talk also about Ellen DeGeneres and Sandra Bullock. Now, as celebrities, these are two very well-known celebrities. And what are they known for? I mean, a number of things. But let's face it. They're known for how old they are and how old they are compared to how beautiful they are. In other words, their beauty is just physically, you know, the wrinkles. They have very little wrinkles, at least according to what I see on TV. They're well-known for just aging slowly, I guess is the word. Why are you laughing?
Well, you just said they're known for their beauty. And I was like, well, one of them is. But,
no, both of them are.
Yeah. But Ellen?
Of course she is.
I don't see
she
Ellen.
She has beautiful eyes.
She has beautiful eyes. She's gorgeous.
Skin.
I will say this. Look at Ellen. Who's the guy who plays football for the Packers? Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. Ellen, Aaron Rodgers, and Steve Carell. Those three look like they could be siblings. And throw in Seth Meyers. Those four look like they could all be brother and sister.
Well, I think beauty's in the eye of beholder.
Okay, let's get to this point. The point is their skin.
Yes.
Though whether they're beautiful or not, their skin looks good. And you know, I'm looking all old, wrinkled, and my skin does not look good. But we have to admit their skin looks pretty good. So what happens is their reputation. For their youthful look, let's call it that, their youthful look is causing a lot of advertisers to go out and use their likeness in order to, you know, sell product. And they're using their likeness without asking them to. And it's not just one, but it's multiple companies, and a lot of them aren't necessarily here in the United States. So they've joined forces to go after them.
They should, too, because right. I can't tell you how many times I get advertisement that says, Ellen quit her show because she's going to use this new beauty project, right, or whatever product. And so you go, what? She quit her show, and you look at it, and then you find yourself in a circle.
You're in clickbait hell.
You're right. In a circle, and you can't get out of it unless you buy something. And if you buy it, then it's going to automatically charge you every single month, and you can't get out of that obligation. And that is associated directly with Ellen's likeness.
Right.
Yeah. You know, they're using it.
Look, it's one thing when it's implied. They have the likeness there, and then they have something about the product, and you look at it and think, oh, these two things must go together. But the defendants in this, they went even further. One of them, I'm not going to name the product, but I am going to include the quote, allegedly said, this is a quote being attributed to Ellen, I refuse to wear a lot of makeup thanks to, insert product here, I don't need to. My skin has never looked better, and it looks younger than it did 10 years ago. I love waking up knowing I don't need to bother trying to cover up my skin. Well, they included the product name there, and she never said that.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Right, and that's big. That's defamation.
Yeah.
And that's also a violation of her likeness. What is that case?
No,
there's a cause of action specifically for it, and I'm forgetting it.
Misappropriation of my likeness.
There you go.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
So who's doing all this stuff?
There's a lot of them, though. It's not just one. There's multiple. And we don't want to give them credence. So there's list. We've got a list of a number of them, and they're going to add more as time goes.
They're calling it celebrity endorsement theft, and they're going after this.
Yes.
And good for them.
And
Dr. Oz diet products, Ellen with makeup product. Yeah, it's all over.
And what they're saying is like whack-a-mole, that as soon as the fake site is exposed, another one pops up, and they just can't keep ahead of it. So they've named a lot of does.
Right, so they can
and
add
they can
people in.
Add people in.
Well, that's interesting, because I know that after all of that fascination, you will want to know, we'll want to know your quick take. And Mr. Kunin, have you a quick take?
I do. Sharon the orangutan will be at the same facility that took in Bubbles, the chimpanzee owned by the late Michael Jackson. It remains to be seen whether Bubbles will use the court's ruling that a primate is a person to sue the Jackson estate.
Denise Dirks, have you a quick take?
I do. You know that when our host says just one more thing, that he's not only channeling Columbo, but he's going to get you to do it.
Nice. When you have to get some good marketing for your business or your new movie, you know what? Sue a rap star or get a rapper to rap about you. We'll see you next week, 9 to 5. Now we 9 to noon Pacific time. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.